I'm Joel Mathis, and this is the Capitol Report, a weekly podcast looking at the Kansas legislative session. Today we'll talk to reporters Scott Rothschild and Gina Trelizzi about what the big stories are in Topeka, and we'll hear from Representative Peggy Mast about why universal health care coverage may not be coming to Kansas.
I am joined now by Scott Rothschild. He is the State House reporter for Lawrence Journal World, and Gina Trelizzi, who is the State House reporter for KTKA. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Real quick question. We're at the end of week one. We're looking ahead to week two. What was the big story from week one? Scott.
Okay. Well, I thought the biggest surprise and the biggest story during the first week of the session was a recommendation by Governor Kathleen Sebelius that she and lawmakers and others put together a plan this year to provide health care coverage for every Kansan.
And Gina, you concur that the big story?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was really interesting. I think it was one of the reasons it was most interesting was because in the state address, I think it was a little bit unclear that it was just sort of a suggestion to begin working on a proposal. I think quite a few of us were expecting to see something more about it in the budget as opposed to just the five-year, birth-to-five universal health coverage in the budget.
I was going to say, there wasn't really much in the budget about that. When can we start to see, expect to see some of this turn out into reality?
Well, I think some of this groundwork has already been laid, and the Kansas Health Policy Authority is looking at several programs around the country, including the plan in Massachusetts that has taken effect. So, I think the governor is talking about within the year to at least get a plan on the table.
Okay, that's week one. What's going to be the big story of week two? Gina, you go first this time.
Oh, well, I think there are a lot of different things. One of the other things is the deferred maintenance issue. A lot of us were expecting, I think, to see a proposal in the budget. Of course, this is something this is not even week two. It's a little bit later down the road that we're going to have to wait to see something. So I think that that's a surprise and something that's obviously still in the works. So I think that's something that we'll all continue to follow up until that plan gets laid out. I think that's going to be big every week until we actually have something hard copy to look at.
Scott?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of waiting for the deferred maintenance plan, especially the universities. And I think one of the big things that is going to happen next week won't be in the Capitol, but it'll be about a half a block away. Former Attorney General Phil Klein faces a hearing before the Ethics Commission, which has filed a complaint against him alleging he improperly used state computers during his failed campaign.
Well, it seems like that's still going to go away, even though he's been voted out of office, huh?
Well, and it's the hearing, the Klein faces a fine of up to $5,000 on this allegation.
Right. Well, that wraps it up for the week. Scott, Gina, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Representative Peggy Mast of Emporia. She is the Vice Chair for Health and Human Services in the Kansas House. Welcome.
Thank you.
The big idea that came out of Kathleen Sebelius' State of the State speech this week was the idea that maybe Kansas should start moving towards universal health care. But then we heard Speaker Neufeld say right after that he doesn't think that's what Kansans want. What do you think? Is that the direction that we need to be moving forward to, or no?
Well, I've actually had the opportunity of going to Canada and doing a comparative study of socialized medicine in Canada to the services that are provided in the United States. And we excel in the United States as far as the services that we provide over the areas that provide socialized medicine in everything except infant mortality rates. And I'd have to say that that's evidence enough for me that this is not the direction we should be moving.
The evidence that we should not be moving towards socialized medicine?
That's right.
Okay. But you don't have any concerns that maybe there aren't enough kids who are covered then if those infant mortality rates are different?
Well, in the mortality rates that we were talking about were the newborns, and there's actually a much smaller birth rate in Canada than there is in the United States.
Okay. So it sounds like it's going to be tough sledding for the governor's proposal then, probably in the committee, possibly.
Yes, I think so. And I think several people are talking a great deal about things that can be done, you know, to where we can give incentives for those that are on Medicaid to, you know, get good health care for their infants and even maybe reward them with incentives of a health savings account or some type of thing that's going to give them more ownership and get them more involved and more compliant with what's in the best interest of their children.
Well, this is the end of week one and getting close to the beginning of week two of the session. What else can we expect to see in Health and Human Services in your committee this year?
Well, I think that we are definitely going to look at raising the number of tests that are done on newborn screening and getting, you know, prepared and revved up to be able to treat those disorders that can be treated so much better when they are screened early and discovered early with children.
Okay. Well, that was Peggy Mast. Again, she is a Republican from Emporia, the Vice Chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Kansas House. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks to Peggy Mast for joining us, and to Scott Rothschild and Gina Terlizzi. This has been the Capitol Report.